This happened a while back when I was living near El Paso, Texas, a few miles north of Interstate 10, in the small desert town of Pine Springs. For context, the houses in this area were not centralized in one location, but rather a 10-mile vicinity of cabins and small homes. We don't get much crime here, but when we do, it's scary. For example, a few miles to the east, which is the literal meaning of nowhere, just desert for miles, is the meeting place of a local cult. It's a group of like-minded crazies. A few years ago, one of the members broke into the office that was our town hall and took two members hostage. Thankfully, they made it out with their lives. Now that you know some of the background, I can go on with the story. I was living in a small cabin at the time, north of town near Smith Canyon. I was 27 at the time and not someone to be messed with. I'm 6'4 and work out quite often, so I was definitely one of the bigger people in town. On the night of December 27th, 2014, a date which I will never forget, I was sitting near my fireplace, getting warm and winding down. I had been working on my truck that afternoon because I had gone off-roading the day before and busted the suspension. To my surprise, I heard a loud knock on my old wooden door. I answered, "Who is it?" They burst in, two large men wearing large gray sombreros and holding what looked like antique revolvers. I rushed off to my bedroom during the ordeal and somehow managed to get my Stevens Model 5.55 shotgun. For those who don't know, this is a powerful double-barreled shotgun. Very large, very powerful. I had two shells in place and not enough time to get to my ammo box. I just had to hope this was enough. The guys rushed in after me, but when I placed my much larger barrel in their face, they were off and running. They had rushed out as fast as they had arrived. I exited after them and fired a warning shot in the cold desert air. I didn't have a cell phone at the time, and my landline had been out of service for as long as I had it. I got into my old broken-down Ford, still a little broken from before, but I fixed most of it. I rushed to the nearest law station and reported what had happened. They took my shotgun for some reason and gave it back a week later. To this day, I don't know who was responsible. I personally believe the cult put them up to it. Why I was chosen, I don't know. I never had any bad run-ins with anyone in this town, and I had lived there my whole life. Unfortunately, stories like this are common in my hometown. And while it doesn't happen that often, when it does, people usually get killed. So I consider myself lucky. The story I just read was taken from r/creepyencounters. It's viewers like you and authors on that subreddit that give these stories the recognition they deserve, and authors a chance to find an audience. If you want to have your story shared on this show, go to r/crimebites on Reddit or through any of our social media outlets. Thank you for watching this story, and if you enjoyed, be sure to check out more, as there is much more to read than I have shared here.